Everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. This is a little bit different. This is a different format that we usually do because it's Christmas Day. So first of all, Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate that won't be offensive to you.
Life is offensive.
Normally we say if this is your first time, and then there's a nice fun little intro. I could still do it. If this is your first time listening, you know, the 8-Bit Geek is a lot like Santa. You know, We break into your home, we give you a gift, we eat your food, and then we bounce. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who look a lot like Santa.
Oh, come on.
That's pretty accurate. Kevin!
Ho, ho.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. God, that part of the movie was always terrifying to me.
Right? Well, yeah, because they do that, like, fisheye, like, lens, like, camera angle on him, and it's just, like, he's leaning forward, and, like, the elf that's like, la, 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 la. You know what I
mean? Then he kicks you down the fucking slide.
Yeah, and then foot to the face.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. The shove.
It's the 8-Bit Geek. It's episode 298.
Affirmative. Ooh.
Yeah, we're two away.
Shit. 299 is going to be our top fives for the year, which means our first, well, I guess not our first show in 2019. It'll technically be our second because our next one will come out next Tuesday, even though we'll record it before the new year.
Thanks, Obama.
So our first show recorded in the new year will be episode motherfucking 300.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. People keep asking, do we have anything special planned? And I keep saying, no.
Yeah.
Last time we had a big rollover like this for episode 200.
Yeah, we did.
We did our top fives for the year because it worked out a little bit better. But I guess we must have lost a week somehow. I don't know if we took a week off.
Maybe it was because, because I went on vacation down to Disney.
Yeah, so that's your fault.
Yep.
Somewhere in the last 100 episodes, we lost a week somewhere that fucked us over.
Yeah. So we do, it's going to be special. I'm trying to think of something that we can do, but we've done everything. Episode 200, we did a redesign of the website. We did a new logo. We did pretty much, we can't fucking do the same thing. We have what we have.
We just did a new, like, social media logo. We've had that.
Yeah.
Can I tell you guys what I wanted to do? I wanted to get you guys a gift, and I even talked to Katie about it, shared my idea. But it was going to take too much time. Katie.
That bitch out there?
Uh-huh. Yeah. We had a side chat, you know? Because I was like, you know, do you think Doug and Kevin would like this? I needed some outside input. She was like, it was a fucking awesome idea.
Well then what happened?
Money and time.
Well, we flush with cash.
I was going to make custom I was gonna get custom pop figures made of all of us.
Oh, cool.
With our likenesses. It comes with the box as well, and it was gonna say 8-Bit Geek 300 was gonna be and they were gonna be custom episode 300 pop figures. The problem is it costs over $100 each. And then on top of that,
we flush with cash.
I came up with the idea a couple weeks ago, and when I looked it up, it takes 8 to 10 weeks to produce. So I was like,
they probably have a big like log.
Yeah. And it was like the best ones that I saw, and I was like, this is the guy to get it done by. And I was like, that'd be really fucking special and stuff. But with the time
episode
and the money,
400.
I was like, we could probably. I was like, it's a lot, so I didn't do it. So maybe episode 400 or 500. We'll just say 500. Make it
big 500. It won't even be that. Beanie Babies will be full back
4 years from now.
You'll get your custom pops,
unless somehow in the next like a couple of years we do this full time, we start doing a daily show, then 500 will be here very soon,
very quickly. So so without kind of getting into it too deep, we usually do the show live if this is your first time, and we're not doing that today because we're pre-recording, because it's Christmas Day that this is coming out. We already said Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. So I will say this will be kind of a shortened episode. I mean, are we cheating? Are we doing 298? Is this a cheat? Like, are we just hitting the... Did we just put in a Game Genie?
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Are we just doing a Game Genie like Doug's dad did?
Right.
You got to listen to the diner for that reference. But we do ask that you head on over to our sponsor. It's Audio Boom. They actually provide the bandwidth every week, month, a year for this show. So we do appreciate them. You can check out their site. You can start your own podcast and listen to ours over on audioboom.com. If you don't want to listen to our show there, you can always check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Google Play Store, Google Radio, all the shit. I don't have my notes in front of me. And Stitcher Radio. And you can check all that out there. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And every Monday night, we generally will record live on Twitch, where you can hang out and check out stuff there. We're doing this year on January 1st in a week or so. We're going to be starting a fitness challenge. It's called Get Fit or Die Trying. It's the second one, so it's the sequel. It's two. We're putting a challenge out there to all of our fans to join in on this challenge. Just go over to Discord. We have the link in there for the Google Doc, and we'll have all the information for you. We're giving away $150. It's a 3-month challenge. Whoever loses the most fat percentage will win that $150. So we like to, you know, as nerds, I think it's important for us to stay fit and to stay active because of how much we fucking sit around and play video games. So,
especially as podcasters, spend so much of our time sitting at a computer,
doing research, editing, actually talking, then playing games and stuff. So I think it's important, especially as you get older, you gotta take care of that body or else that body's gonna fucking fall apart. I'm evidence of that. So
Jared lost a leg last week, but we were able to put it back on.
A little bit of twine.
Some dark magic.
And I mean, it has a life of its own. It kind of wanna walks in its own direction, but it works.
It's like that movie Idle Hands.
That's exactly what I thought about. But this week we're gonna go ahead and skip the misconnections. We're gonna the thing that everyone loves. We're gonna say fuck it.
Hey, I have a funny story about Sean Pennis.
Okay. Okay.
Well, so I was streaming the other night, and there was like a newcomer, someone who listens to the show, but it was the first time checking out like our streams or whatever.
Okay.
And they were.
Oh, can I get? Hold on. Can I guess real quick? Can I take a stab and say that they thought it was a separate person?
Yeah.
Fuck yes. Every time. Yes. It happens all the time.
Yeah. More than any other character on the show, which is so funny to me because I feel like I often go back and forth like when.
Yeah, you do.
And I make the mistake of always saying, hey, Doug, where's, I was like, hey, Doug, are you going to, like, I confuse the two all the time. And you're like, oh, no, Sean's a separate person, man. You know that.
Yeah, it's a running gag that obviously, like, our guest, like, readers are different, or they're, you know, they're here with us. But it's like, yeah, no one thinks that Mark Wahlberg actually.
Well, I mean, I've had one person. You know.
Sure. Yeah, but I just have one of those. He's like, so Kev is Velvet, and Jared does, you know, the voices he does. He's like, but so you're Sean? And I was like, sure am. That's me. And he was like, God damn it. I was like, oh man, what? And he was like, yeah, I thought Sean was actually just another person. And I just laughed. But like, we get that all the time, and I don't understand why. Because I feel like
we come up with ridiculous stories about him staying on your couch.
Right.
Maybe that's what it is. So sorry if you also think that Sean Pennis. What? It's the same person. Yeah, spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
The cat's out of the bag.
It's out of the bag. It's me. It's me. I don't understand how I don't understand how this is so much different than my normal voice. Like,
it's very, very much.
I know there's like different inflections and stuff, and obviously the list, but it's for most part, it should still sound like me.
It really does.
So, I don't know. It was funny.
Yeah.
Let's do some holiday news, and then we'll skate out of here because everyone right now. I would guess that while you're listening to this, we are all opening our gifts on Christmas. And if you are listening to this on Christmas and not opening gifts, there might be a problem. If you're alone, I'm very sorry.
If you've been robbed, please call the police.
Or if you're on your way to work on Christmas Day. So that stinks.
Thank you for your service.
I saw that. I always get sad when people don't have anywhere to go on Christmas. And Caleb said that in the chat recently. And I was like, "Oh, like you could always hang out with us, man. You're like, come on over. I'll have some food for you and everything." And then he never responded. So I was like, fuck him. Damn. At least turn me down.
So we normally do like a birthday dinner for me. Like obviously on Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. my dad makes like enchiladas and like tamales and all this stuff.
Nice.
And this year we're doing it today, Christmas Day, instead of Christmas Eve, just because of timing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ed always comes over, like, because it used to be like we'd have all my friends over and stuff. Like it was, you know, way back in the day. It's been going on for.
I was there for one of those years. That's when I was stood outside, high as a kite. In the cold.
Sorry,
what's that? it was the Christmas / Doug birthday. It was 2 years ago. Remember?
At my house? No, at my parents' house?
No, it was at Ed's.
Oh no, that was the Secret Santa. Oh, that was my birthday at all. No. I do remember that though. But
in a corner cry.
It's, so, anyways, I invited Caleb to that too. Just like, hey, man, like, we're doing my birthday because he's normally out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, hey man, we're doing my birthday on like Christmas Day. He's going to come by. And he asked what time. So I don't know if he's coming. I'll find out later.
Today, I hope he does. I hope he has somewhere to go. Cause I don't want to see that kid sitting at home.
No, I mean like, hey, if you don't, just make the 3-hour drive over to Shreveport, dude. Like go. Yeah, I mean, if you don't have anything else to do, like why not, man?
Yeah.
But I don't know what his work's like. I don't know if he has to be back. Cause he does IT stuff. Support for this company works with, does like a lot of businesses and stuff around Fort Worth, so I don't know if he's on, you know, if they close for the holidays, if they're supposed to be back at work the next day or what. So I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you guys get the whole week off or Doug, you get like the whole month off?
Yeah,
I mean our technically since I'm off because of Wednesday still. But TCU's last day was Friday. They went all the way up until Friday. And then, campus opens back up January 2nd, but I don't go back till the 7th.
Nice.
Kev, but again, I'm still off on like paternity leave until then. So,
yeah. Kev, what about you?
I'm back into work tomorrow, you know, Wednesday. Damn. So, yeah, me too. So they got Monday and Tuesday off. So it was nice.
I go back Thursday. I get Wednesday off. So
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's your normal day off, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So Doug, Ed, and I are going to go see Aquaman. And then after that, we're going to jump over and watch Bumblebee. Mm-hmm. Same day.
So might as well.
We're just going to spend all day at the theater.
And we used to go see movies all the time, like Christmas Eve night or Christmas Day. Like, because there's always something coming out like Christmas Day. And so mm-hmm. we would go see, like, I think one year we went and saw like Lincoln when that came out. And then... I remember we saw Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy one year.
That's a good one.
Yeah. We used to go all the time. It was like a tradition. It was like one of our traditions. It's kind of fallen to the wayside as we've gotten older and people started having families. And
we usually do that on Thanksgiving. Like Thanksgiving Day, we'll, after all the festivities and everything, we used to go and watch a movie. That was a lot of fun. But
yeah. I mean, growing up when we used to go out of town for... When family, it wouldn't necessarily be Thanksgiving Day, but it would be like then, like that Friday or Saturday, we would go see whatever was out. Because again, Thanksgiving is going to be a blockbuster out.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a huge something. So,
All right, let's jump into some news. Let's talk a little bit of news. Get this out of the way here. So, Beverly Hills, 90210.
Beverly Hills.
That's what I was thinking.
90210. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Second Weezer. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. They are trying to bring back the original cast. It's being shopped around. No excitement.
Okay.
No excitement.
Who cares?
Weird.
There's a lot of shows from the 90s that I'm excited for. Reboot. 90210. I don't get any fucks about.
I watched that show because of my sister. They're trying to shop. But
where's the fun in watching a bunch of 40-year-olds like fuck out around like they did back in when they were 20? Like,
I hope that with this, they all have families, and it's a family drama now, where all of them like trying to figure out, you know, one's still single, he has two kids, but he's trying to figure out daycare while trying to get in a date with somebody else. Like, just everything falls apart at all angles. Like, that's what I'm hoping for. You know, they're trying to get together for like a dinner, but the kids keep interrupting, and someone shows up with a poopy diaper in their pocket, and they're like, hey, where's your wallet? And he reaches in, and it's just a poopy diaper, and it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I feel like this has already happened, and it's called Fuller House.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very true. So they want to capture on that. So the Pirates of the Caribbean reboot is happening, and Disney has just confirmed that it will not star Johnny Depp. So Johnny Depp is out.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping that we get a whole new set of pirates.
Me too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even mind if it was set in like a different universe. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hoping that like the Black Pearl and Jack Sparrow and none of that exists in this.
So what the good news about it is that Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, the writers behind Deadpool, they're writing the script. So
now I also wonder, like, Disney, after the success of that franchise, went in and they changed the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at the theme parks to match with Johnny Depp and stuff. They put in Jack Sparrow, and they kind of put in a couple of other things that kind of tied it to the movies.
Yeah.
After the fact. So I'm really curious if they're going to do that again.
I would say they probably add elements, but at the same time, I think Jack Sparrow's franchise, it's iconic now, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think that you change it that much. I think that I don't know if we'll ever see. I don't think we'll ever see the popularity be at the height that it was with Johnny Depp's trilogy.
No,
because I think that
trilogy, right?
Huh?
Five of those.
Oh yeah, there was. I guess there was. Fuck. I say trilogy because those were the good movies.
Mm-hmm. Even then.
Yeah, the third one was where it kind of started to fall apart.
Garbage.
So
bad.
What else we have for movie news here? It looks like Marvel has asked Adam McKay to direct Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Okay, I like Adam McKay.
Mm-hmm. He just did Vice.
Yeah, so. It was really weird because he does like comedies and stuff. So like that movie's like up for like 6 Golden Globes and stuff. So apparently it's supposed to be pretty good. But it's about Dick Cheney, so I don't know how much I care.
The trailer made it look really good though.
He also did the other guys, and he did Ant-Man. So.
The first Ant-Man?
He was a writer for it. Yeah.
So, movie. Oh, God. So, let's talk about MoviePass again. Because they're back in the news. Because they're back big time. And they just signed a 3-picture deal with Bruce Willis.
Why?
What?
What?
Why?
Like.
Yeah, I don't know.
What kind of Ponzi scheme bullshit is this?
I think Bruce is he's gotten to the point in his career is he's just accepting anything. Like, what's going on? He used to be like the biggest movie star. Why is he aligning himself with MoviePass? It's fucking weird.
I don't know, because I can't imagine it has to be for money, because like we've got Glass coming out.
I guess he's worked with these guys before, because after a quote he goes, After 15 years, I look forward to continuing to work with Randall and George in the coming year. And he goes, and then Randall Emmett says, we consider Bruce a part of the MoviePass family at this point. Did he invest in this fucking company?
Let's see, Randall Emmett?
Mm-hmm.
He's a producer.
Okay. Did he produce any movies with Bruce Willis in it?
Let's see. Producer, he's done. Let's see. Hold on. Oh, fuck that stuff, but let me look through
this. Oh, here goes. Oh, yeah, I got it here, too. 16 Blocks, Lay the Favorite, and 10 Minutes Gone have been.
Heist?
And the Heist?
Everest? Like a lot of stuff. End of Watch? A little bit of stuff. Just like Day of the Dead?
Jesus.
Rambo, like 2008 Rambo.
Oh man,
which Kevin, you were just on
My Bleeding Ears.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about that. We talked about Rambo, so I get to watch that classic again. It was easily the best comedy of 2008, and it holds up to in 2018.
And a lot of movies, but a lot of stuff I actually haven't heard of. But I don't. What of these has Bruce Willis in it? Nothing that I recognize.
Yeah. Let's see. Netflix has announced that they will be releasing 90 movies in 2019.
God damn.
Jesus Christ.
Everything's greenlit.
It really has, man. It says Netflix movie chief has said for 2019... the operation is set up to supply 55 original films a year, including some with budgets as high as $200 million.
Jesus.
Add in documentaries, animated movies handled by other divisions, and a number of annual Netflix film releases climbs to about 90. To compare, Universal, one of Hollywood's most prolific traditional studios, releases roughly 30 movies a year.
God damn. They're beating them even on just like their normal movies. You don't add animation and documentaries and stuff into.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, Netflix. Everyone's going to Netflix too. Like, if you see, every huge star has a fucking movie coming out on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's really changed the way that that cinema is being looked at. Like, we're already starting to see the shift as to where the only people going out to theaters. Are these for these huge blockbuster films? Like everything else, everyone's staying at home for. And we're also getting these pre-rolls. When you go to a movie now, you see the stars and the director, and they're always talking. It comes up and they're like, hey, listen, guys, we're with blah, blah, blah movie. We just want to thank you for coming out to the theater and supporting this film. Like, because it's getting to that point to where it was like, Netflix is just, they're changing the face of cinema. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they changed the face of TV. Now they're going after cinema.
Yeah, it's really fucking.
But crazy. I mean, you know, I'm looking at my top five list of the year. Spoilers for next week. But most of my TV shows are Netflix originals. Like, I was looking at that. And I was like, holy fuck, it's a lot of them. And but they've been making some of the best content mm-hmm. because, again, they kind of have a little freedom than network television as to what they can and can't do, what they can and can't say. And I think it's making for better TV to have that kind of freedom, you know, mm-hmm. instead of having the FCC decide what you can and can't do on television.
Yeah. And they're opening. They announced in Arizona they've got a huge lot that they're opening to make these movies. They're going to have their own sound stages. Like, this is changing, man. Disney, there's a quote that came out. Who is it here? I guess he's the head of Disney Plus, Kevin Mayer, John Mayer's brother. he's come out and talked a little bit about the Marvel shows on Netflix. And he goes, you know, we talked about how it was all going to be PG. Well, it doesn't look like it. Cause he said that they're really high quality shows. We haven't discussed it in detail yet, but I would say that there's a possibility that they come to the service.
There you go. All
right.
Never say never.
So,
I mean, it's just, sorry, I cannot stop coughing, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, they've made, I mean, they said that they weren't going to do anything that was too, like, adult. But mm-hmm. I swear to God, if they take these and they, like, edit them down to some, like, passable bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, some, like, Disney-appropriate bullshit.
Mm-hmm. No, man. What they say by that is just, they just no penetration. That will be fine. Disney Plus, no penetration. That's their slogan.
Well, and I just, that reminds me, like, HBO recently got rid of all their, like, their
penetration.
Like, their, well, not penetration, but their adult stuff, their late night stuff. You know, those shows. That,
yeah, like Real Sex. I remember I used to watch those in the 90s. It was the weirdest porn ever.
Yeah, like all that stuff, it's gone now because of that buyout that took place earlier this year.
Weird. I didn't know that.
AT&T or whatever. Yeah, all that stuff got pulled from both their online as well as their like, I guess on TV. I don't know if it's, I say it on TV. But I know, like, the streaming apps and stuff, it's all gone.
Wow. Sorry, Jer.
Well,
I only know that because of Ed. Ed was like, did you see? They pulled all that stuff. And I was like, are you watching that, Ed? You have the internet.
No.
You have the internet right in front of you.
I like
you've heard of Pornhub,
right?
He
likes a good story.
I don't like to go to Pornhub. I like to watch the HBO stuff just in case Ashley walks in. I'm like, it's a documentary.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that about the Pornhub stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the community.
And then you go
stuff.
Into the comments and everyone's talking about Fallout 76.
Yeah, this is a documentary on her first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. I'm learning a lot.
And this is a documentary about how a stepmom just wants to teach his son. His son, how to sex.
How to sex. That's actually a Pornhub title right there too. Oh man, I still love the comment that Debbie found one day. That it was just the commenter was Harambe, and the comment was, I see that dick out. Thank you. Hashtag dicks out for Harambe. Just fucking some random dude commenting on video.
The Pornhub comments are always a joy.
Mm-hmm.
They're so fucking funny. Yeah, like it's one of the best. I hate to say it, it's one of the best communities. Like they're so funny. It's just a bunch of funny people.
After I come down from my high of watching the video, I like to eat a cookie and drink a little bit of milk while
replenish
myself with the comments. Get ready for round two.
Basically, we're just looking for a Pornhub membership here, like some kind of sponsorship.
Well, hey, you know what? I would take a Pornhub like sponsorship.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't care.
Me neither.
I'll sell anything.
You give me, I will sell you a Jeremy dildo. You know, you put the 8-Bit Geek logo on it. I'm selling it. Let 8-Bit fuck you.
I'm sorry?
On a weekly basis.
Both Doug and I are just shaking our heads.
Well, you know, you got to take the
sponsorship. That's not what I was saying, Jer.
Oh, what were you saying?
I'm just saying, like, if they want to run ads on our show, it's fine.
Oh, okay. I was doing like a tie-in deal. Like, you know, we put an MP3 player inside of a dildo, right? And it only plays 8-Bit Geek shows. Turn it on. It's 2-in-1. You know, let us service your ears while we service your body parts. The 8-Bit Geek. Why is there silence here? This is a good idea.
No.
Why not?
I'm just watching our Patreon subscription just fucking tumble. There they go.
And it's a terrible idea because it's 2018. No. We have Bluetooth technology. You could stream the audio to your dildo.
Okay, so we have Bluetooth. You can stream it to it.
Yeah,
that's a built-in speaker with a sub as well.
Well, yeah. It...
And as the baritone voices come out, we're doing half the work. You know?
Yeah.
We're just like, hey.
That's why everyone's always requesting your creeper.
Fuck yeah, man. This is good shit. I'm looking for that sponsorship deal. Whoever wants to reach out to us, we'll sell that.
Not whoever. You know? That just opens the doors.
Yeah. Open it all up. We'll sell
strange
it.
Strange bedfellows.
Money will make you do some weird things. Who wants to talk about Nintendo?
That's a good segue.
So they have shared, Nintendo has shared, that the Switch is the fastest selling U.S. console of this generation. And so that's cool.
Overall, like PlayStation and Xbox?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not the top. They're not the top of the current gen hardware, you know, yet. But since its launch, they've sold more than 8.7 million units, which outpaces the current generation systems at the same point in their life cycles. So they also
It's a great device.
Yeah,
it is. It's portable and convenient, man. I love taking it whenever I'm out of town.
They also sold
taking it when I'm taking a shit.
Yeah.
They also sold 3 million copies of Smash Ultimate in 11 days.
Nice.
So that'll be the fastest selling game probably of all time.
No, it's Red Dead.
Red Dead sold 1 million in 11 days, Kev.
No.
No, those aren't the official numbers. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, that'd be an indie title. Yeah,
it's the best selling game of 2018. Or it was like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Remember I saw that headline.
Fallout 76, guys, back in the
boy.
Back in the headlines.
Yeah.
Bethesda. Oh yeah, yeah. So you remember those bags that they, you know, that whole bag fiasco? Well,
no, vaguely.
Vaguely. The replacement bags are you're going to get it finally, you know, if you've reached out to them and said, "Hey, I want my real bag, my canvas bag." You're going to get it. It may just take 4 to 6 months. That's all.
Yeah, I figured.
So that's fun. You can have that. There's another. Let me scroll through. I think I had another story about those fucking idiots.
It'd be funny if Bethesda just contacted all those influencers and be like, "Hey, can you guys send those back so we can send them to actual customers?"
They are actually doing a nice thing. Whoever purchased Fallout 76 in 2018 is going to receive a copy of Fallout Classic, the collection, for the PC. Ooh, I'm burped. Sorry. That includes PC, Xbox One, and PS4. So they are trying, right? Like, they are trying to get in, you know, back into the good graces of their fans. And just take this.
Just fix your fucking games. That's all people want.
Yeah.
Quit not fixing bugs that have lasted from games from previous iterations. Yeah. That's all people want. You don't need to compensate people every time you fuck up. How about just not fucking up?
How about admitting,
fixing your fuck ups?
Yeah. How about admitting your mistakes and just going, "All right, we're really going to try hard to fix this. Give us a week or two, guys." Instead of being like, "Nah, it's good. Everything's fine. Here's 50 coins in game."
Yeah, 500 atoms. It won't even get you shit.
Here's something that's fun. You guys ever use G2A.com? It's the it's the website repay. You know, you can essentially search for a game. It'll find the lowest price of a seller. You could buy it for super cheap, right? It's just a reseller website.
Right. Yeah.
I've used it for a couple games where I have really wanted a title, and I go on there and I'm like, "Oh shit, I could pay $60 or $11 right here and buy it from a seller." So here's something fun that they're doing as a kind of a cool thing for its members. If you do not log in every 180 days, they're going to charge you a fee every month until you log in. It's a fun thing, right?
How the fuck is that legal?
It's so wacky.
So they go, they release a statement. They go, "Oh, well, G2A pay charges an inactivity fee after someone is not logged in to their account for 180 days. An email is sent out 3 days before the charge to remind the user and allow them to log in and easily avoid the fee. This fee is, I guess they reside over in Europe. It's 1 euro, and it's taken from the user's wallet. If there's no fun, the pay does not charge anything." What? And another 1 euro will be taken each month as the user stays inactive. And they say, we're doing this because we have to pay for server maintenance, IT infrastructure, and et cetera.
How about instead, if someone buys something through your website, maybe you just add on like a $2 fee.
Which fee. They pretty much do.
Yeah.
On top of that.
Like they make money off of each sale.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying like, yeah, why not just make that a little bit. I mean, because if you're still buying a game for 50% off and you have to pay an extra $2 or $3 or whatever as like a convenience fee, you know, like then like people are still going to buy it from you because they're still getting it almost 50% off or more, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's fucking greedy as shit, and I don't think that shit will fly in America.
Mm-mm.
Like, fuck you. I don't have to use your website. If Facebook started charging people for not using it, people would be deleting their Facebooks in like a fucking hurry.
Right. I don't know, man. People,
because they'd be like, fuck you. Like, I don't have to. It's a free service. Why the fuck are you charging me anything? Like, I'm out.
Although,
I don't need you. I'll go somewhere else.
Would you pay Facebook $1 or $2 a month if they agreed not to track you and they turned off ads and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was only like $1 or $2 a month, maybe. I don't know. But how much do I really like Facebook?
I don't visit it that often.
But, yeah, there's that whole episode of Adam Ruins Everything about the internet and how like these quote unquote free sites that we use aren't actually free.
Mm-hmm.
Because like they sell our information, data and stuff and information. Yeah, like they, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or Google or whatever,
harvest it all. Soldier Boy is back in the news and he's got a couple new consoles.
God damn, why?
Again, this is like 3 weeks in a row. What is this? Is he auditioning for Shark Tank?
He's added two more consoles to that he's selling, and they're both knockoffs. And he claims to have AAA publishers on board.
Fuck out of here with that shit.
So he's rebranding emulators and consoles, and he's jacking up the prices. This one, he's got a mini. He's got the mini handheld. Okay, that we talked about, right? And now he's got the Soldier Game Fuse. And it's a home console claiming to have 200 global partners. It sells for $400, discounted from the usual price of $640. Here's a picture of it. I'll share it with you here in the. There it is. Looks like it's got Assassin's Creed and some other Dynasty Warriors.
That's not even a good Assassin's Creed. That's like the PS Vita Assassin's Creed or whatever.
Yeah, it was like the Assassin's Creed China or something.
Uh-huh.
I guess this thing was called the Tomahawk F1 in China. It came out in 2016. Let's see how much that is.
Soldier Boys sell them.
Yeah. It's $319.99. And so we're going to jack up the price to $400.
This is insane.
Soldier Boy. Fucking
this is insane. This is insanity.
Right?
Like, this guy has lost his fucking mind. And there's a part of me that also feels it preying on, like, maybe, I don't want to say the black community, but at the same time, like, who's his fan base? Like, who does he think is going to buy this stuff? Unless it's, like, not gamer. You know what I mean? Because like, oh man, well, it's a Soldier Boy one. Oh, it's only $400. But so is, you know, but so is the Xbox or whatever is $500. Like, ooh, that's a good deal.
I think that when you look at, I bet you anything.
No gamer's gonna buy this.
No, like no gamer, unless it's somebody who's a super fan going, oh man, it's preloaded with a whole bunch of games. Mom, I need your card.
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense. That's why it's just like. That's why I say, like, he must be, he's like preying on like an uneducated community that doesn't know that there's like, this is bullshit.
That Sony, yeah. Microsoft, and Nintendo exist.
Yeah.
All right. So, we've come to the last story of the night, the day. And this one is always fun to talk about this game. Star Citizen.
Oh, boy.
You know, the last time we talked about it, was the fact that they're charging, they released more ships for $100 million. People were buying them.
Yeah,
we have a release date, ladies and gentlemen. Not for Star Citizen, but for Squadron 42.
No, so the single player,
the single player campaign,
okay,
was initially set for a 2016 release. It is going into 2019. It has a release for a beta.
Oh my god!
Set for the second half of 2020.
Oh my god.
This fucking game is never coming out.
It's fucking, oh my god.
Oh my Jesus.
All right, so listen,
a
here,
money pit.
Listen here, folks. We're going to develop the best video game in the world. I promise you it's going to come out next year. You can just go on over to a website or Twitch, and you can just hit that donate button. And you can just send us your donations to help us get this game funded. It's going to come out. It's going to come out. But I will sell you something in game for $5,000 and you'll have it exclusively. So that this again, 8-Bit Geek, twitch.tv/8BitGeek, and just, you know, donate. And we promise you eventually a game will come out.
Eventually. Now you will get, you know, we just want to announce it. We've passed the $100 million mark. Which is more than what most AAA titles, get to make a game. And they usually develop it in 3 years. But we're going to need more money because we released a new ship. And we promise that within 10 years, we're going to have this title for you. Not one title, but two titles. Also, we're announcing a third game. And that, with your generous donations of this next fundraising campaign, will actually go to help get the first two games made because the technology doesn't exist yet. So we have to build it. So for another $100 million, we promise that this third game will come out before the first two within 5 years.
So again, if you want to help us get that game made, hit that donate button, you know, mm-hmm. just send some money our way. We promise we're totally actually making a video game.
Kev, if you'd like to announce the new ship that will run players $499, and they'll get instant access to the beta once the beta is released, go ahead and tell them about that ship.
The ship is the SS Fuckboy, and it's a special ship. It's of Norse mythology. And so Fuckboy, there's like some umlauts in there for some reason. And it's special. It's $150 special.
No, it's $499, Kev. We already went over
the pricing. $499 special for you guys.
Yeah.
Special.
It'll be $150 once the game releases.
Yeah.
10 years tops.
We get what we want out of it.
Also, we just wanted to make a quick announcement. We are putting out an alpha version of the game, but not the full game. Just a small part of it where you can fly around in space and do a mission. But we have more to show. It's just not ready yet.
Yep. So again, just make sure you go hit that donate button. Anything and everything will definitely help us get this game made eventually, maybe.
Also, we got Gary Oldman, so there's that.
Yeah. Again, welcome back, Gary Oldman.
Yeah, and if we can hit $300 million, we'll try to get Mark Hamill.
Right.
We'll try. We'll try.
Yeah.
We're not gonna try until then, but we'll try when we hit $300 million. Right. So
also, just want to make a quick announcement. We will have a party at my house later on tonight. It's up in the I just bought it. It's up in the Hollywood Hills. It's a couple million in just the gardening alone. So if you guys can donate a little bit more, I need to get the hedges trimmed. So
yeah, donate if we can hit another $200 million, or you can come to
the party.
If $5,000 a ticket to the party, $10,000, and you can mow my lawn.
I've never seen a game like, people will yell at us for this, and that's the thing. Yeah. I've never seen a game that never got released that people are just throwing money at. Hasn't come out. people are defending it like it's the second coming of Christ, and they want to throw more money at it. I know Mo in our community is, you know, he loves, like, it's his, he invests in games.
I know. We're going to get somebody messaging him just correcting everything we're saying.
Yeah. Like, it's the, it, like, it's the stock market. Like, he invests in games like it's the stock market. And he's already admitted that he's purchased, he's spent hundreds of dollars in this game. And I'm like, why? What are you getting out of this? Well, when it eventually gets released, you know.
The bragging rights, I guess. I don't know, man.
I just don't get it. Like, people are very, very, it looks cool. Like, everything that they showed off looks great. Like, sure. But can we get the fucking game already? Like, we've gotten Red Dead 2 from Rockstar, which is notorious for taking 10 years to do a game.
Yeah. They got that one out in 7, but I mean.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah. Red Dead 3 will be out before.
For this fucking game.
For this fucking game is. Mm-hmm. But seriously though, if you go to our become a patron, you know, just go over there.
We've got a new level on Patreon. It's called the Star Citizen.
This is a joke, but we should actually make a Star Citizen level and make it $5,000.
And then put it and go, don't know if you'll get any content for this. You will eventually. Yeah. You know, you're just buying future content that will eventually come out.
Yeah, with the help of your $5,000.
Right. Monthly.
That we shouldn't. I have to imagine that Patreon at some point is going to be like, this isn't real. Fuck off.
We'll send you a headshot of each of the hosts. Maybe. Eventually.
Yeah, we got to get them made first, but that costs money. So we're going to do that $5,000 a month.
All right. Well, that's the show. I hope that everybody enjoyed it. It actually was almost an hour. I told Ashley too. I was like, hey, we're going to record the show. Maybe, you know, maybe 30 minutes. And she goes, so an hour and a half. I go,
yeah.
Okay. That's fair. So Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Or happy holidays if you're not celebrating Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we'll see you next week. This was fun. Get that Soldier Boy console that has Star Citizen installed.
SARS Citizen?
I said Star.
No, but it'd be better if it was, you know, since it's Soldier Boy.
Oh, SARS Citizen. Yeah. All right. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.